With two Razorback home games under our belts, four more to go, and the hum and roar of motorcycles growing louder today in Fayetteville for Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, Northwest Arkansas has, and will, experience quite the influx of visitors. Local hotels tend to fill up rather quickly, and in recent years, renting out one's own home has become quite popular. Sandy Prince rented her home for Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue 5 or 6 years ago. She said it wasn't something she'd really planned on.
It was kind of a fluke. A friend of mine, Susan Gessler, had done it. And I thought, well, if she can do it, I can do it. Why not? I had a project that I wanted some funding for. I had a house with 3 acres on Mission Boulevard in the middle of the woods. And I wanted some grass and some different landscaping. It was going to be quite a project. And my husband said, well, you'll have to just get a part-time job. And I thought, I'll get you a part-time job. I'll rent out the house for Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. And he thought I was kidding. So I went to the website.
The website she is referring to is the Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue event site, which offers a section on lodging to suggest and connect the upwards of 100,000 attendees to a place to stay. Prince, with a bit of an empty nest syndrome, posted pictures of her 6-bedroom home, advertised that it was 3 miles from Dixon Street with a place to store bikes, and $150 per bedroom per night.
I got a pediatrician and her husband from somewhere in Missouri, a rancher and his wife from Colorado, another couple from Missouri, and some of them came in on Wednesday, and, you know, we advertised breakfast will be cooked for you, and that was my husband's job, was to get up and cook breakfast.
She says it was like inviting friends into their home, but when asked if she would do it again, Sandy says it was an awful lot of work.
To think about all the sheets and all the towels and all of those things, you know, hair dryers, which I had already done. I sort of made an initial commitment, invested very nice linens, very nice bed pillows. I had 5 bathrooms to contend with, so I tried to stock them. But football season's very busy with my friends from East Arkansas, so I hardly ever would have the opportunity to do that for football season. But the thought did cross my mind.
Sandy Prince says she had so much fun that she even looked into turning her home into a bed and breakfast. But the workload and driveway logistics kept her from it.
I think I would have done it again, but, you know, I had to turn the income in to the accountant. You know, we did have other rental properties at the time, so there was a way to report that. But again, I have a full-time job, and it's a lot of work. And somebody's got to be there to cook breakfast. If you're going to say bed and breakfast for rent, you know, room for rent, bed and breakfast, you got to cook.
She has since sold that property and moved into a much smaller home. She mentioned the accountant. So what are the requirements for claiming income made from renting out a personal home? Jalen Thomas is a CPA and instructor and assistant department chair for the accounting department at the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas. She says this is a common practice and there is some good news in the income reporting requirements.
Actually, you can earn some tax-free income. There's a couple of caveats that you need to know about. First of all, you need to use your home for 15 days out of the year so it can be qualified as a residence. And if you rent your home out for 14 days or less, then you can actually exclude the full amount of rental income that you receive. So essentially that's tax-free income.
But if the income is excluded, no expenses directly associated with the rental can be deducted.
Also, this does not affect the deductibility that you have on your own return as far as being able to deduct property taxes or mortgage interest if you itemize deductions. This doesn't affect that at all. So it's a good deal.
Thomas says that keeping good records is key. Colby and Juliana Salazar, a young couple with a 2-bedroom house off of Township in Fayetteville, have turned their home rental into a bit of a business, renting out their personal house for every home game and Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue this year and last.
We realize we're in a unique situation, being that we're young, we don't have kids yet, we have friends and family that actually live in the area, so we can go away for the weekend and have a place to stay. But so we get the place cleaned up, you know, top to bottom before our renters come in. And our experience has been when we return back to the home, it's usually just as clean as when we left it. So it's like we're getting paid to have our house cleaned almost in a weird kind of way. So yeah, it's been a good experience that we get to come home to a clean house almost.
I think people are coming to town for a specific reason. They're not coming to hang out at the house. So people are out and about. They're here for the game or Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue or whatever, you know, university usually is what brings people in. And so when we come back, we find that they've been doing that. They haven't even been living here hardly. So it's been, we've had a really good success.
Juliana says that bang for your buck is part of the appeal for renters. Hotel rates close to downtown Fayetteville can be rather pricey, even for just one room. The Salazar's rate for their home starts at $350 per night for two bedrooms, an entire house, and a garage.
I think that it's just easier. You know, we have some families that will come up even from Little Rock that we've gotten to know. Their kids go to school here, and they like having a place where they can make their kids dinner and do their laundry. And it offers a lot more comfort than just grabbing rooms for everybody and... You have your own parking. You put your car in a garage.
Or motorcycles.
Or put your motorcycles in the garage.
That's a big deal. When someone has trailered an expensive or custom bike in for Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, a garage offers more security than a hotel parking lot. As for security, unlike Sandy Prince, the Salazars go to great lengths to secure their valuables and depersonalize their home.
We put a deadbolt on a closet so that we can kind of put some things away and depersonalize the home. We framed just pictures of the Ozark Mountains and Old Main and things like that that are representative of Fayetteville, so people don't have to look at our wedding photos and things like that when they come over. So we put some of that away and out of sight, and then VRBO is how we rent out our property, and they have offer a lot of protection as far as, you know, collecting information and payment.
That's VRBO.com, which stands for Vacation Rental by Owner. The organization does most of the management, charging homeowners an annual fee. Users can search by location, home size, number of bedrooms, and so on. The couple had used it in their own travels and decided to give it a shot.
I guess we put a lot of trust and faith in our renters that they won't rob us blind and us come home to an empty house, but we've had a great experience so far with it. So
they even go so far as to have guest linens for their renters, a cost they can deduct on their taxes. Both in real estate themselves, the Salazars see themselves continuing to rent out their home as long as their current situation, young, childless, and in a smallish house, continues. This is Ozarks at Large.